The U.S. pork industry concerned right now as the free trade agreements with Korea, Colombia, and Panama continue to languish in the battle between the Obama administration and Congress. The pork industry says the failure to ratify languishing free trade deals, especially the one with Korea by last Friday when the European Union-Korean trade deal took effect, does have real consequences. The U.S. will now have to play catch-up with the Europeans on pork exports to South Korea after their free trade agreement with Seoul took effect on the 1st of July. Spokesman for the National Pork Producers Council is Dave Warner.
We're going to lose market share because our product is going in there at a higher price than from some of the pork from the European Union countries. Their tariff was lowered, for example, on bellies. Every day that passes, you know, there's another opportunity for the European Union to get in there with their product.
So can the U.S. catch up when and if it ratifies and then implements its Korean FTA? FTA implementation could take up to another 6 months, and Dave Warner says it's harder to regain market share once you've lost it.
When we're on an even playing field, as far as the tariffs on our products going into South Korea, we will be able to catch and pass the European Union fairly quickly, but of course the longer Congress goes without ratifying or approving these FTAs, the harder it's going to be for us to regain that market share.
And with no FTA, MPPC says its studies have shown the U.S. hog industry will lose all of its Korea market share in 10 years. In fact, they'll lose the market share with Colombia and Panama as well. The pending deals would phase out most Korean tariffs on U.S. pork in the same period, yielding overall about $10 a hog or $770 million and 9,000 new industry jobs. That's from a study done by Dr. Dermot Hayes out of Iowa State University. Dave Warner says after last week's partisan blow-up and the postponement of Senate committee action, everybody involved knows the importance of acting on the trade deals before the August recess.
If they don't do that, then you're talking about mid-September, and then you're really getting into budget crunch because the fiscal year ends at the end of September, so they will be focusing on budget issues, and it will just run out of time.
House Republicans have decided to take up the FTA implementing bills in a mock markup session on Thursday, the House Ways and Means Committee, but without renewal of expensive aid for trade-displaced workers demanded by Senate Democrats and the White House. The bickering over FTA and the TAA continues. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.